And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our first segment, the Bible League Review, live with Michael Woolworth. Looking forward to that. We've got some good news coming up. Second, we're going to cover Michigan news, going back to what we missed before because another story has entered the picture, the Satanic Schools Edition. Our third segment, we're going to discuss this. How does don't know mean equal? And what we're going to discuss is a breakdown of the Trinity. If you have a question on the Trinity, I think you'll find this pretty amazing. And then we'll close it out with today's Facebook post, Charging the Batteries.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee offer an update on their investigation into Russian meddling in the U.S. presidential election.
Chairman of the committee, Republican Richard Burr of North Carolina, says the mission is clear.
Which is to look at all activities that Russia might have taken to alter or influence the 2016 elections in the United States.
The top Democrat on the committee is Mark Warner of Virginia.
An outside foreign adversary effectively sought to hijack our most critical democratic process, the election of a president. And in that process, decided to favor one candidate over another.
The leaders of the committee were straightforward and forthcoming, absent the dysfunction shown by the House Intelligence Committee. Linda Kenyon, Capitol Hill.
President Trump is vowing to step up efforts to combat the nation's addiction crisis. During a meeting about opioid addiction and drug use, the president told a woman whose son died after overdosing that he's committed to helping people like her boy.
Pam, we mourn your terrible loss, and we honor your strength and the fact that you're here. And he will not have died in vain, okay? We'll make sure he will not have died in vain.
Mr. Trump convened an emotional roundtable Wednesday attended by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, members of his cabinet, law enforcement chiefs, and recovering addicts. Britain is formally filing for divorce from the European Union, fulfilling the will of the majority of the British people in a referendum 9 months ago. British Prime Minister Theresa May acknowledges there will be consequences to Britain leaving the EU, but says the nation will approach the task in the spirit of sincere cooperation.
For it is in the interests of both the United Kingdom and the European Union that we should use this process to deliver our objectives in a fair and orderly manner. It is in the interests of both the United Kingdom and the European Union that there should be as little disruption as possible.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 42 points, the Nasdaq rose 22, the S&P advanced 2. This is SRN News.
The hometown advantage. It's up and down Main Street. It's also in the office downtown, the factory by the river, and the farm down the road. That's because most folks who work here love living here. They care about this community. They work hard to succeed, and that makes a difference. At HelpWantedSanDiego.com, we're proud to work our hometown advantage around the clock, connecting local employers to local job seekers. Post your job today on HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. The hometown advantage. You see it in the shops and offices downtown, in our factories, schools, and farms. Jeff the accountant has it. So do Corey in IT and Amber the vet tech. They found local jobs at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. It's where local employers find local workers like you, people who care about this community. Search jobs and apply online right now. Get the advantage of finding a job close to home at HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We have had a grand time working with Bible League International. I'm just going to make sure everybody knows what's going on. 9 out of 10 Christians outside of the United States do not have a copy of the Bible. Absolutely incredible. So we've been working with Bible League International, specifically with Michael Woolworth, who is their director, who is the guy that coordinates the efforts in the public realms. And we've had that chance to discuss, and again, KPRZ listeners, KPRZ fans are doing a fantastic job, but we are not there yet. And so we've brought Michael back on the show. Because I want Mike to share with people, you know, not just the progress and, you know, sharing about the names, but just the passion and the mission to put the Word of God into the hands of believers. Every Bible, $5 a Bible, every Bible has an impact on 12 people. What an opportunity to sow into the kingdom of God. Mike, how you doing today?
David, you are the Red Bull drink personified, my brother, so... I always enjoy chatting with you. Hey, I really had a great time last week. 2 days of hope there. Just a matter of 3 weeks ago, David, we started at zero. We had a big goal. It was a joint agreement between two ministries, K-Praise and Bible League. Certainly not the first time we've worked together. And over the years, listeners, you've sent literally tens of thousands of Bibles to Christians all over the world. But, David, our goal, quite big, 1,800 Bibles. And let me tell you, we ask the question, how do you hide God's Word in your heart if you've never even held it in your hands? And your listeners have said, it's certainly not impossible, but how much easier to walk with Jesus, especially as a new Christian, somewhere like in the Middle East or Asia or Africa, if you've got God's Word in your own language. And so, David, I'm happy to report today that we're at 1,100 Bibles. We're more than 60% to our goal of sending 1,800 Bibles. And who, you know, how is this possible? Well, it's through caring listeners. And I wish I could go through the entire list today, but I thought I'd just mention a few who've been calling since we met last week. David of Del Mar, 10 Bibles. Michael of Escondido, 5 Bibles. Michelle of San Diego, 10 Bibles. Beatrice of Chula Vista, 20 Bibles. We're going to double those because of a limited time match that may not be here next week, but it still is today. And so in these few moments that we're discussing this, let me just remind you, any day is a great day to send God's Word, amen, but definitely now because of this limited time match and because we're getting so close to this goal of 1,800 Bibles being sent by the listeners of K-Praise. Every call, every click gets us a little bit closer. I'd like to thank a few others before we go off the air here in a few moments, David, but we're making progress. And again, what a real joy to come on and carry out the work of the Great Commission with you and your listeners.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. 1-800-YES-WORD. 1-800-YES-WORD. Now, you type that on your phone. See, 1-800-YES-WORD. 1-800-937-9673. And the giving that you do, $5 coordinates a Bible. So let's say you're like, hey, Dave, I think I can do $20. Well, that will help with four Bibles, and those four Bibles will have an impact on 48 people, of which we will be investing in the kingdom of God. I want you to call that number because we're going to get to the goal. It is, for me, the most important of the appeals, you know, in my heart in regards to the Word of God, putting it in people's hands and letting them be used by the Holy Spirit to advance the kingdom of God. 1-800-YES-WORD or KPRZ.com. You can give safely that way. So how is it going? How is the overall thing? And you know, we know you were visiting your brother. We talk about you behind your back because that's what we like to do. You know, how does your visit go? How are things going? And how is the ministry doing?
Well, listen, first let me address my brother. Even though he can't hear me, I want to sing his praises because he and his wife have a heart for others. David, they have three older children, three daughters. Two of those are already adults and married off, and they have one still at home. But they just had a heart for children in foster care. Turns out that they've fostered four kids. Each one of those kids has had either the fetal alcohol or drug syndrome. What's that mean? Their mothers used when they were in utero, sadly. But you know what? These kids are doing so well, so they've adopted four kids. They've got them from the ages of 4 to 10. And so we had a great time. I took a quick flight when I left the confines of the wonderful KPRZ studios there in San Diego. We had a wonderful time. So thank you for that. And, you know, my brother and I were talking about the comfort we got from reading the Psalms. I'm going through the Psalms. Turns out he's going through the Psalms. And I said, you know, this whole thing about 9 of 10 Christians outside of America with no Bible, what if you couldn't turn to the Psalms for the comfort that David got and that we received? What was it? Looked like his enemies had the upper hand. Where was God in all of this? Looks like his enemies were mocking not only David, but God. Where were you, God? David cried out, and God reminded him that he is in control and he is using these sufferings for his glory. And then Rick and I, my brother and I, agreed the comfort that we received from John 14 when our dad died back in 11. So last time we saw each other in person, in John 14, Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. And since our dad is a believer, we know he's in heaven. Got great comfort from that. And yet it pained my brother, and it certainly is what motivates me in ministry, that there are Christians that do not have that type of comfort on a daily basis. But David, I'm so thankful for people like Rob of Escondido sending 122 Bibles in the last couple of days. David of Santee, 104 Bibles. Richard of San Diego, 20 Bibles. And just in the last hour, we've heard from Tammy of San Diego sending 100 Bibles. We're going to double those because of a limited time match. Now listen, if you can't send 100 Bibles, would you follow David's lead? David just said earlier, if you've got $20 you can send, that's 4 Bibles, but we'll double it because of a limited time match. So if you're like me, and sometimes you have more month left at the end of your money, has that ever happened to you? Now's the great time to give, because we have some friends that want to double everything you give. And David, we're at a great place. 60% to our goal, and the bottom line is sometimes it's been bigger gifts, but other times it's been gifts of, you know, sending 2, 3, 4, 5 Bibles, and that's okay, because your listeners want to get involved and do something about this pandemic. As you rightly said, 9 of 10 Christians do not have a Bible. But again, I want to say thanks to people like Minya sending Bibles today, Stephen of San Diego sending a Bible, Scott of El Cajon, Jose of National City just called and sent 10 Bibles. We'll double those because of this limited time match. So just 3 weeks ago, we were at 0. Now we're at 1,100 Bibles having been sent by the K-Praise listening family en route to our goal of 1,800 Bibles.
Yeah, and I just want to encourage people. I know you're thinking, oh, well, you know, you had Michael in last week and you guys spent some time, and it's like, yep, and I'm spending time on it today, and you can count on it for tomorrow, you can count on it for Friday, and you can count on it until we reach our goal. Because I'm pretty sure as I look through Scripture and I examine things, it's like you prevail until it is over. And so that is where we're going. We're going to occupy until he comes. 1,800 Bibles. 700 Bibles away. That's, by the way, that's Mike's goal. Mine is 900 more Bibles. And the bottom line is, let's get it done. 1-800-YES-WORD. Let's have that impact You know, you will find out in eternity the level of impact. You want to sow into eternity? Then send out 4 Bibles, 5 Bibles, 6 Bibles, 10, 50, 100, 500, whatever. 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD or KPRZ.com. Michael, you got about a minute and a half right in that target area. Talk to me.
Hey, you know, as you pray about getting involved in this campaign, would you do so knowing you'll be the answer to the prayer of a fellow Christian, somebody in the Middle East or Asia or Africa that's asking God not for an end to the persecution or the hardships under which they live? They're not asking for relief from the poverty. They're asking for a copy of the Bible in their own language. I'm thinking of Sabella in the Middle East, a female about 25, a former Muslim. Because of her social standing, she was denied an education, but David, she's come to Jesus. She can now read and write in the Farsi language, and that's what she's praying for, her own Bible in Farsi. And then Jong is in Cambodia. He's about 30, a former Buddhist. His family has totally shunned him, but he's not praying for an end to that. As hard as it is, he is praying for a Bible in the Khmer language. So would you remember Jong, and would you remember people like Sabella praying for God's word? And I want to say thanks to 1,100 listeners. I should say 1,100 Bibles being sent by the listeners of K-Praise. We're getting there, David. Every call, every click gets us closer to this goal. And remember, it's real people, real brothers and sisters praying for the Bible. But you know what? Your listeners are saying, we're going to make a dent in this. And David, it's always a privilege and a pleasure. And I always get rejuvenated and re-energized when I've spent a few moments with you. So thank you for that.
All right. God bless you, brother. It was great to have you on again. And if we're not done, then next week I'm going to throw you back on again, because I don't quit until the job be done. I will just tell people, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-YES-WORD, 1-800-937-9673. Just, even if it's just 4 Bibles, don't care. Don't care. Call that number. Or go to KPRZ.com, give directly on the website. A thank you to Michael Woolworth doing it again for Bible League International, the fantastic job that he has done again. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break and we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. No catchy radio jingle here, just me asking for the opportunity to earn your business. I've been a top-selling realtor here in San Diego for over 2 decades, having sold homes all over the county. I'll give 25% of my commission back to a ministry of your choice. I've already given thousands to Turning Point, San Diego Rescue Mission, and Samaritan's Purse, just to name a few. I'll even front any home fix-up costs at no charge to you. As a former Muslim and now Christian, I put God first personally and professionally. If you or someone you know is considering buying or selling a home, just meet with me. You have nothing to lose. I'll even share my testimony and give you a copy of my book. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858-780-1SAM. Or visit me online for all your real estate needs, thinksam.com. That's thinksam.com. God bless.
For centuries, it's been called a land of promise. Today, it's a land of blessing. This year, come and experience for yourself the only place God called my land. Experience Israel this fall and celebrate Jerusalem's 50th anniversary. A once-in-a-lifetime trip awaits as you travel with AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station, and Pastor Sean Thornton, host of All Things New Radio. Tour Israel like never before during 9 exciting days. You'll visit Galilee, the Jordan Valley, the Garden Tomb, and many such historic sites. Embolden your faith as you trace back the very steps of Jesus and experience firsthand the beauty of the Mediterranean landscapes, culinary delights, and return home with a renowned vision for your life. A dedicated team of passionate and knowledgeable professionals will lead this tour. 4- and 5-star travel accommodations will give you comfort and safety for the duration of the trip. For full cost and trip details, visit experienceisraeltour.com. That's experienceisraeltour.com.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down. Right now, they are offering a free Wall Street Insider Kit, so you can get started right away. You just need to text the word INVEST to 57682. You'll get two online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free. Text the word INVEST to 57682. They'll even throw in two free tickets to an upcoming workshop so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it? Text the word INVEST to 57682. That's INVEST to 57682. Message and data rates apply.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. All right, so we got two segments coming up that I want to talk about. This segment is going to be Michigan news. You can't get mad at me. It's part of it. Okay? We have to do a certain minimum amount of news stuffy news, and I'm going to do it. After this, in the next segment, we're going to be doing one called Doesn't Know Means Equal. And actually, the title is How Does Doesn't Know Mean Equal? And that's going to be about the Trinity. We're going to talk about that, but that's not this segment. That's next segment, just to make sure everybody understands. But this segment, we must do Michigan News. There is two big items that have come up. There's two other smaller items that don't seem to be, you know, as important. So I think we'll probably kind of just do two and a half. But let's play our Michigan News and let's loop it because I like the way it sounds. And we haven't done this for a while, so bear with me, those that love me.
Michigan News.
Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. Oi, it's so humid. The sauna in here.
The Michigan News.
All righty, let's get to it. There is one that is story that is not that, it's just bizarre. And then there's two kind of disturbing stories. You get that? So first thing to be aware of, for those that do not know, there is a school, the Valley High School I've lost the place where it was. Doesn't even matter. Well, anyway, the school had apologized because fans were wearing red, white, and blue to a basketball game. So I just want to make sure you understand what's going on. It's an American high school that is apologizing to the visiting team because the team wore red, white, and blue in the United States. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out the school systems are having a crackdown. You might be sitting there saying, well, why do you promote a private Christian school? And there's a couple of reasons. One, I think the people that teach in a public school that are Christians could be the greatest champions in the world because they are teaching in an exceedingly hostile environment. And I think that some kids do well, proving and testing their faith through that process. But I think other kids do better proving and testing their faith once they've been equipped at different levels. I did not do good in the public school time that I went. I did better in the private school time that I went. It's different for each student. It's different for each parent to determine. And if your child excels in that, then God bless you. That's fantastic. But if you think your child needs more prep, a private Christian school is a great way to do it, because when you got nutsy cuckoo, did you hear what I said? Nutsy cuckoo.
Well, Christians can't say that.
Nutsy cuckoo schools going, a United States school should not use red, white, and blue. That school, I don't even know if that school should be around. It's like, are you kidding? You can't be, what do you do during the Olympics? Well, I can root for everybody but my country. Really? You know, there's I know it's not fully taxpayer, but there is a couple of dollars that go into this process from our federal government. It's like, come on. It's insane. But that's not the bad one, which is what is disturbing. I mean, that is not the worst. The second worst one is this. Rollins College in Florida. It's just so disgusting, I want to throw up. A Muslim professor. I don't care if they have a Muslim professor. But in his class, he taught that the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was a hoax and that the disciples never believed that Jesus was God. And when a student raised his hand and disagreed, the student got suspended. The student wasn't rude. The student wasn't mean. He rose his hand and said, that's not true. The followers of Jesus Christ did believe that he was God and that he is God. And because he objected to the content of the teacher, the professor had him suspended and the school upheld the suspension. You want to know why I encourage education in the Bible? You want to know? Because the world education and false religion educations seek to tear down the divinity of Jesus Christ. That's why. And don't be going, oh, Jesus was a good moral teacher, because the good moral teacher taught specifically 17 plus times that he was divine. And if he's a good moral teacher and he's teaching he's the Messiah, that either makes him true or a liar. Take a pick. You don't have much. C.S. Lewis, Lord, lunatic, or liar. Pick one. But to close it out, because that's not even the worst. Isn't that bad? Tugboat Tide. Isn't that terrible? It's terrible, right? That's not the worst. No, you thought that was bad? This one is the bad one. This is just progressively worse, right? In Minnesota, the Evangelical Christian University, Bethel University in St. Paul, has removed themselves from Christian consideration by changing all of the proper pronouns in the Bible. This is a Bible college, Evangelical Bible College. So that John 3:16 reads, for God so loved the world that he or she gave an only begotten youth. They are making all their language inclusive and thereby destroying the truth. 6,000 Bible students being told to avoid using the masculine, when it comes to people and God, even though God is clearly illustrated throughout the entire Bible, over 1,000 references to his masculinity being a he. It's just absolutely, positively nuts. And any college that will remove God's communication of who he is, God does not blend man and woman. He made them distinct, if you'll remember Genesis. Any Bible college that tries to alter the word of God, change the word of God, remove the word of God, is not worthy of the word Christian or Bible. It's disgusting. And it will have its own recompense, its own reward for its unjust behavior. If you're going to go to a Bible college, make sure that it's a Bible college that does not vary in its commitment to the inerrancy and satisfactory elements of Scripture as being sufficient for us to walk the walk. And if you're not sure, read 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, 16, and 17. And if you don't believe that, then become a Muslim. That'll help you out. All right, folks, you have been listening to the... I don't put up with a lot of that. You have been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back and talk about the Trinity. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Separation from a spouse or legal partner is difficult. Plain and simple. Child custody, visitation challenges, spousal support disagreements, and so forth can be incredibly messy if proper legal groundwork has not been set. Family law attorney Robert J. Balmer has been helping separated couples navigate the uneasy waters of divorce and legal separation for over 40 years. Robert is an experienced professional and will always talk to you straight. If you need help with any family law situation, call Robert Balmer, B-A-U-M-E-R, for a free legal consultation. He'll give you good, sound advice about your situation and what should be done. For a free consultation with Robert, call 619-497-0054. The law offices of Robert J. Balmer, a good team to have on your side. 619-497-0054. 619-497-0054.
This is Dan Proft of AM 560 The Answer in Chicago for townhall.com. Allison Stanger, a self-identified liberal professor at Middlebury College, actually suffered a concussion early this month after being assaulted by leftist students protesting the presence of eminent sociologist Dr. Charles Murray on campus. Her assault has forced the left to address campus culture at America's elite universities. What the safe space social engineers find is that they've lost control of the young Frankensteins whose minds they fill with agitprop rather than intellectual curiosity. At Middlebury, Stanger was mugged by the reality, quite literally, that there is no safe space for dissent from the established campus orthodoxy. By abetting a contrarian view on campus, Stanger crossed into the enemy camp and thus became fair game. In her description of the violence, Stanger offered the cliched contention that we are at a quote unquote boiling point. Are we? Or is it more accurate to say that thuggery is what leftist students have been taught since the 1960s, and now it's being used to silence dissent and extract what they want? I'm Dan Proft.
Every person getting married needs to be prepared for some adjustments.
This is Real Family Life with marriage and family expert Dennis Rainey. It's Wednesday, March 29th.
I come from a family where handshakes were good. And my wife came from a family where hugs were good. So I had to learn to hug my wife more and besides just kind of slap her on the back. So that's something I had to learn.
I'm glad he learned. Every couple's got to learn how to make adjustments early in their marriage. Before our wedding, my wife Barbara chose a silverware pattern called Old Master. I decided to go down to the department store and check it out. I asked about the price, and an elderly clerk told me it was $59.95. My response was, that's not bad for an 8-place setting of silver. The clerk pushed back her glasses to the edge of her bony nose and gave me a condescending look and said, son, that's for 1-place setting. I'm sure you could have heard me anywhere in that department store when I shouted, lady, do you realize how many plastic knives, forks, and spoons that would buy? We don't even own a table. Needless to say, I had some adjustments to make. One final thought. Relationships are more important than individual preferences. In your home, make sure that you're willing to adjust and change. I'm Dennis Rainey, and that's Real Family Life.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I think everybody knows who's listened to the show at this point why I would prefer not to do Meshuggah News. Just going out on a limb there. You know, people are like, man, you get so amped up. And it's like, yeah, it's like all, I mean, I will tell you, this did happen. So my wife and I, we watch certain shows. Now, we're big into the 3D thing. We think 3D is cool. That, you know, it's like my, it's not really advice other than, you know, we bought the technology years ago and then they stopped making it. So that would be like bad investment kind of mentality. But anyway, so sometimes we'll turn on the regular television shows, and we like some of the goofier shows. We think shows that are, you know, close to the edge, but I mean, we like an Impractical Joker kind of show. We like goofy shows. But every once in a while, we'll turn on the news just to make sure that we're, you know, we're aware of what's going on. And then I get news reports every morning from multiple sources, which, you know, I review them and I really try and just pick through. It's like, you know, it's like flossing your teeth, you know, it's like, yikes. But, and you have to cover some of it, but it is typically in the news out of 100 pieces, 97 pieces are a train wreck. I mean, 97 is literally, it's one bad thing after another. And it doesn't matter what channel you watch, by the way. Don't misunderstand. It doesn't matter if you're conservative or liberal, Democrat or Republican. It doesn't matter. That's it. One boom, 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 boom. Because it's not often that the story, you know, John remembers anniversary, gives flowers to wife, have fantastic day, and kids send them to Disneyland. You know, what I'm saying is you don't typically get that as a lead story, right? You'll get something about a restaurant or a dog. That's the nice story. And then all 29 stories in a 30-minute spot are horrible. That's why I try to limit, because I would rather challenge in scripture than look at some of these other things and just, you know, go harumph-umph-umph. That's my attitude. All right, we're going to get into this interesting teaching. I hope you find this interesting because it's on the Trinity. It's a little bit of a challenge. We don't have a sound, right? We're soundless on this. So we're going to go right to it. It's called, for those that don't know, I'm going to give you a quick title. It's called, How Does Doesn't Know Mean Equal? How does doesn't know mean equal? So what we understand throughout Scripture, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, most specifically, if you're going to look at the New Testament, it's clearer in Matthew 28:19, baptizing them in the Father, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 13:14, where it talks about the love of God, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Understanding Father, Son, Holy Spirit in Revelation. Understanding Ephesians chapter 1, split up into three sections. The first section on the Father, second section on the Son, third section on the Holy Spirit. Understanding Elohim is the Hebrew word in Genesis, which is a plural element of God. There is a pretty big amount of evidence for people who are into Scripture that God has manifested himself in different ways. Certainly, we understand that there is the Holy Spirit, the Son, and the Father. There's some arguments as to, you know, which orders which, and so on and so forth, which is, you know, the Father sends the Son sends the Spirit, the Father also sends the Spirit doesn't send the Son, the Father. It's one of those kind of things that you kind of get. But what I find amazing is people try to make it more difficult than it is. And I want to talk about that because it's one person, it's one being with different features. The Father sends the Son sends the Spirit, like I said. And one is sitting on the throne, one is at the right hand of the throne, and one is on the earth functioning in the ministry for him who's on the right hand of the throne, functioning in response to him who's on the throne. They're equal yet distinct. And what I don't get is the confusion because of this. And tell me if this makes sense. So we'll use illustrations like God is like water, right? So it can be frozen, it can be steam, or it can be liquid. Some people will use that. Some people will use, well, he's like a three-leaf clover. You know, it's three leaves. You know, that's you know, the Irish kind of mentality for a picture. Some people use an egg. Yes, that's right, an egg, where the center, the middle of the egg, the yolk is the Father sitting on the throne. The white is the Son and the righteousness. The shell is the egg. Fine. I don't care. I don't think it's great to call God an egg, but okay, if it helps you. But here's how I look at it, and I don't think it's that hard. And I just sent this off to somebody. It's David Spoon. That's me, right? I have a mind. That's the Father. I have a heart. That's the Son, and I have a body, and that's the Spirit. So mind, heart, and body relate to Father, Son, and Spirit, but it's David's mind, David's heart, David's body. It's all David Spoon. So even though David Spoon has a heart, even though David, well, some people say I have a heart, even though David Spoon has a mind, even though David Spoon has a body, they are all part and parcel together, working together as I am David. And that's kind of how I see the Trinity. I don't know why that's hard. I'm not sure what part of that makes it hard, really. I think what we try to do is say, well, I don't fully understand God, and therefore, wait a minute, you're a finite being. You're not going to fully understand God because God is infinite. Just in mathematics, it's impossible to pour infinite into finite. It just doesn't work. So there's no, that's not like big, oh, but what do you mean God is a spirit? Exactly what we say, God is a spirit. How do you know the Holy Spirit's God? Well, in Acts chapter 5, when Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit, Peter said, you've not lied to man, but God. Well, that's kind of a pretty good indicator, right? So you get into these things and the little, you know, nitpicky things, and then people are like, well, I don't, you know, fully grasp all there is to grasp on God. Well, that's what eternity's for. Because you're going to spend a lot of time learning, and you're not going to get all that now. But here's something I do want you to see that's kind of interesting. I'm going to challenge, I'm going to throw this right out there so you know, we don't back away from anything. Mark chapter 13, verse 32 and 33 say this, but as for the day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on your guard and stay alert, for you do not know when the appointed time will come. Jesus is talking about the appointed time, and Jesus says, nobody knows the day, nobody knows the hour, and that is not, by the way, a license for somebody to go, but I can know the week, and I can know the month. Okay, that's just bad exegetical process. What he's saying is, nobody knows the day, nobody knows the hour, not even the Son. So my question or theological question would be, and I'm going to give you an answer, how is it that the Son doesn't know if the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit are equal? How does Jesus not know? And that's what somebody is going to ask you at some point. Well, how is it that Jesus is equal and he doesn't know? And here's the answer. In his human ministry, he did not know. Philippians 2:6-7 says he existed in the form of God, did not consider equality with God as something to be used for his own advantage, and instead he emptied himself by assuming the form of a slave, taking on the likeness of men. When Jesus became a man, he emptied himself, put himself in human position. You think, well, why did he do that? Well, one of the reasons is so he could be an example to us. The other reason is because the only way for man to be redeemed was for a righteous man to bring about the redemption. But now Jesus is in the glorified position. Remember, the ascension takes place in Acts chapter 1. The glorified Jesus is shown in Revelation chapter 1. And in Matthew 28:18, Jesus is resurrected. The ascended, resurrected ministry of Jesus Christ is quite different now than it was when he was doing his human ministry. Now he's resurrected. Now there's glorification. Now he's at the right hand of the Father. Now he's beaten death and all authority has been given to him. So you might say, well, does he know now? Sure, he knows now. They don't separate now that he's glorified, but in his human form, he emptied himself and assumed the form of a slave, taking on the likeness of men. That's why he was able to say, nobody knows the day or the hour, not the Son, not right now. Because he emptied and yielded himself. And you think, well, can you back that up? Nah, I wouldn't die to defend it. I just think it's practical. And here's what I would tell you. What Jesus came to do was to show us an example of what God is like. We know that from Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, where it says that Jesus Christ is the exact representation of God. If you want to know what God is like, read Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You're going to find out that Jesus Christ's life mirrors God. And he showed us that as an example. But he also came in human form to show us as a sacrifice and as the Lamb. And I'll close with this. And Billy Graham said it really well. I don't know if it's a story, but it's a great one. A father and son were walking across a field, and they came across an anthill. The anthill had been smashed, and there were dead ants, and ants moving around all different directions, and the ants looked like they were all confused and scrambling. The father said to the son, "How can you help the ants?" The son said, "I don't know." The father said, "You have to become an ant and go down and help them." That is what it's about. Isn't that a great story? I love it. Okay, we're going to take a short break, then come back. We have our Facebook post. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, and we'll be back.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Trials and tests can draw us closer to Christ.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Amy Peterson. Amy writes, "Last winter, while visiting a natural history museum in Colorado, I learned some remarkable facts about the aspen tree. An entire grove of slender white-trunked aspens can grow from a single seed and share the same root system. These root systems can exist for thousands of years, whether or not they produce trees. They sleep underground, waiting for fire, flood, or avalanche to clear a space for them in the shady forest. After a natural disaster has cleared the land, aspen roots can sense the sun at last. The roots send up saplings, which become trees. For aspens, new growth is made possible by the devastation of a natural disaster." Amy continues, "James writes that our growth in faith is also made possible by difficulties. Consider it pure joy, he writes, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. It's difficult to be joyful during trials, but we can take hope from the fact that God will use difficult circumstances to help us reach maturity. Like aspen trees, faith can grow in times of trial when difficulty clears space in our hearts for the light of God to touch us. Now you can get Our Daily Bread delivered fresh to your inbox. Sign up for the email devotional when you visit odb.org. That's odb.org. Thanks for listening to Our Daily Bread. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Most of my life it feels like I've been running, running and running and running.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Also, our Facebook page, The David Spoon Experience, and also hisappointment.com if you've encountered a tough time in your walk and are trying to figure out, why did God let that happen to me? A question that has been often asked of the Lord throughout Scripture. We're going to close out with our Facebook post, which does have a sound. I do want to remind you to go to KPRZ.com, check out not just the events, but the different things we got going on. Don't forget about CrazyPriceMall.com. 75% off. And I can't, I mean, I know they were through on the barbecues and different things, but if there's a restaurant there and you can get 75% off and you're not taking advantage, really? Come on, really? Come on, folks, really? You got to do it. And then there are different services, and then especially tuition, especially after hearing the story that we talked about on Meshuggah News. We call the Meshuggah News the Satanic Schools Edition. It's like, dude, that's in college. That's in high school. That's in a Bible college. It's like, choose wisely, grasshopper. That's all I can say. I'm in the middle of my theological studies for my master's, and it's like, if that school at any point, said, well, we're going to, I mean, they just take one variation off, I'd be like, I want my money back. It'd be over. I'd be getting an attorney and getting my money back. That's just how I feel. It's like, you got to, you know, stand firm in your faith, right? The righteous are as bold as a lion. Let's get into our Facebook post. Wow, it's got a title called Charging the Batteries. What do we got for a sound?
It keeps going and going. Energizer. Absolutely nothing lasts longer.
That's right. Going and going. See, that's something that all of us could use. Right? Now, I know that when we get Michael Woolworth on, he thinks I'm doing Red Bull. By the way, I don't. I used to. I'm not going to say I didn't used to. I used to do that a lot. I drink tea, and it's a vanilla type of tea that my wife gets me. It's got a little caffeine, not a lot. I'm not a huge caffeine guy. I don't need it. But I did used to drink those kind of – and you know what? Quite honestly, there are many times throughout a day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, that we feel just a wee bit drained. Did you ever feel drained in your life? Do you ever feel like the energy has zapped out of you and you're trying to find something to pick you back up? Well, that is what the Facebook post is about. Here is the Facebook post. Ready? 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 Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And here's what it says. Come to me, all of you who are weary and loaded down with burdens, and I will give you rest. Come to me, all of you who are weary and loaded down with burdens, and I will give you rest. I love when the Lord says this because I picture myself walking on a road, kind of like a road, not really like in a desert or anything, but walking maybe along a path where maybe there's not a lot of green, not a lot of vegetation. And I see myself walking on the path and I'm walking really slowly like I'm carrying a backpack that's 100 pounds. And I'm like going, and every step is this, you know, grunge to take the step, to take the step. And that loaded down with burdens, that's that backpack that I'm holding. It's 100 pounds of rocks. You know what's really good about carrying a rock? Nothing. You're just carrying 100 pounds of rock. It's great to stand on the rock. It's great to build your house on the rock. It's not great to carry around a rock on your back. It just gives you backaches and it slows down your trip. So Jesus said this, you know, kind of fascinating. He said, come to me, 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 all you who are weary and loaded down with burdens. So here was the Facebook post that asked this question. Are you looking for recharging? And that's where you get charging the batteries. Are you looking for that? And I think a lot of people are. I think in genuine honesty, we could say, man, I could use a step up. I can use an electric shock without the electric or the shock. Right? You just want something to kind of vibe you up kind of thing, like get you going. Boop, boop, boop. And you know what a lot of people do in America? And Tugboat Todd will tell me if I'm wrong or not. He won't just have to say I'm right, but he'll tell me if I'm wrong. A lot of people look to the weekend to be the recharging, don't they? Oh, just be honest.
Definitely.
You look to the weekend, right? I mean, the weekend, I will say Saturday is my day to sleep in. Now, unfortunately, sleep in to me and to my dog do not mean the same thing. To me, sleep in is sleep in. To the dog means you get 30 extra minutes, and then I'm going to get you up. But, you know, it's a process, right? But what we do is we look to the weekend as our place of escape, and there's nothing wrong with looking to the rest. I'm not really trying to knock the weekend, but that does not charge you on a Monday or a Tuesday or a Wednesday. You might get a little more charged up Thursday evening and Friday because you know it's right around the corner. So Jesus tells us what to do. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and loaded down with burdens, and I will give you rest. Here is how you get the recharging of your batteries. Look to Jesus. That's what you do. And you think, well, how can that recharge me? Believe me, if we could get our focus on the Lord instead of us or the rocks or the trudging along that we're going through, and we got our vision and our focus on Jesus, those rocks would become feathers, and it wouldn't be so heavy for us to walk. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break. Then we'll be back. More insanity with Spoonanity. Talk with you then.